or from his memory, at least read it. I don't mind. I'll accept it. And I request the chairperson to give it to Dr. William Campbell. He has his rebuttal. 15 languages. Ek for rupiah, 3 words only. What does the Bible say regarding hydrology? Bible says in Genesis, chapter number 9, verse number 13 to 17, that after God, at the time of Noah, submerged the world by flood, and after the flood subsided, he said, I put up a rainbow in the sky as a promise to the humankind never to submerge the world again by water. To the unscientific person, it may be quite good. Oh, rainbow is a sign of Almighty God, never to submerge the world by flood again. But today we know very well that rainbow is due to the refraction of sunlight with rain or mist. Surely there may have been thousands of rainbows before the time of Noah, peace be upon him. To say it was not there before Noah's time, we have to assume that the law of refraction did not exist, which is unscientific. In the field of medicine, the Bible says in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 14, verse number 49 to 53, it gives a normal way for disinfecting a house from plague of leprosy. Disinfecting a house from plague of leprosy. It says that take 2 birds, kill 1 bird, take wood, scarlet, hyssop, and the other living bird, dip it in water, and under running water, later on, sprinkle the house 7 times with it. Sprinkle the house with blood to disinfect against plague of leprosy. We know blood is a good media of germ, bacteria, as well as toxin. I hope Dr. William Campbell doesn't use this method of disinfecting the OT, the operation theater. It's mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 12, verse number 1 to 5. And we know medically that after a mother gives birth to a child, the postpartum period, it is unhygienic. To say it's unclean religiously, I've got no objection. But Leviticus, chapter number 12, verse 1 to 5 says that after a woman gives birth to a male child, she will be unclean for 7 days. And the period of uncleanliness will continue for 33 days more. If she gives birth to a female child, she will be unclean for 2 weeks. And the period of uncleanliness will continue for 60 days. In short, if a woman gives birth to a male child, a son, she is unclean for 40 days. If she gives birth to a female child, a daughter, she is unclean for 80 days. I would like Dr. William Campbell to explain to me scientifically, how come a woman remains unclean for double the period if she gives birth to a female child as compared to a male child? The Bible also has a very good test for adultery. How to come to know a woman has committed adultery? In Book of Numbers, chapter number 5, verse number 11 to 31. I'll just say in brief. It says that the priest should take holy water in a vessel, take dust from the floor and put it into the vessel, and that's the bitter water, and after cursing it, give it to the woman. And if the woman has committed adultery, after she drinks it, the curse will enter her body, the stomach will swell, the thigh will rot, and she shall be cursed by the people. If the woman has not committed adultery, she will remain clean and she will bear the seed. A novel method of identifying whether a woman has committed adultery or not. You know, today in the world, there are thousands of cases pending in different parts of the world, in different courts of law, only on the assumption that someone has alleged that the woman has committed adultery. I had read in the newspapers, and I came to know from the media, that the president of this great country, Mr. Bill Clinton, he was involved in a sex scandal about 2 years back. I wonder that why didn't the American court use this bitter water test for adultery? He would have gone scot-free immediately. Why didn't the Christian missionaries of this great country, especially those who are in the medical field, like my respected Dr. William Campbell, use this bitter water test to bail out their president immediately? mathematics is a branch which is closely associated with science, with which you can solve problems, etc. There are thousands of contradictions in the Bible. Hundreds deal with mathematics. I'll just touch on few of them. It's mentioned in Ezra chapter number 2, verse number 1, and Nehemiah chapter number 7, verse number 6, the context, that when the people returned from exile, from Babylon, when King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, when he released the men from Israel, they came back from captivity, and the list of the people are given. The list is given in Ezra chapter number 2, verse number 2 to 63, and Nehemiah chapter number 7, verse number 7 up to 65. The list is given with the names as well as number of people released. In these 60 verses, there are no less than 18 times the name is exactly the same, but the number is different. There are no less than 18 contradictions in less than 60 verses of these two chapters. This is the list. I don't have time to run through the list. There are no less than 18 different contradictions in less than 60 verses. Further, it's mentioned in Ezra, chapter number 2, verse number 64, that the total congregation, if you add up, it comes to 42,360. And if you read in Nehemiah, chapter number 7, verse number 66, there also the total is the same, 42,360. But if you add up all these verses, which I had to do my homework, this is a list. This is a list of Ezra. This is a list of Nehemiah. Ezra chapter number 2, Nehemiah chapter number 7. If you add up, I had to do my homework. If you add up, in Ezra chapter number 2, it doesn't come to 42,360, it comes to 29,818. And if you add up Nehemiah chapter number 7, even there doesn't come to 42,360, it comes to 31,089. The author of the Bible, presumed to be Almighty God, does not know simple addition. If you give this problem even to a person who's passed elementary school, he'll be able to get the right answer. If you add up all the 60 verses, it's so easy. Almighty God didn't know adding knows billah, if we presume that this is the word of God. Further, if we read in Ezra chapter number 2, verse number 65, it says there were 200 singing men and women. Nehemiah chapter number 7, verse 67, there were 245 singing men and women. Were they 200 or were there 245 singing men and women? Context is the same, a mathematical contradiction. It's mentioned in the 2 Kings, chapter number 24, verse number 8, that Joachim was 18 years old when he began to reign Jerusalem, and he reigned for 3 months and 10 days. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 36, verse number 9 says that Joachim was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 3 months, 10 days. Was Joachim 18 years when he began to reign, or was he 8 years old? Did he reign for 3 months, or did he reign for 3 months, 10 days? Further, it's mentioned in the 1 Kings, chapter number 7, verse number 26, that in Solomon's temple, in his molten sea, he had 2,000 baths. In 2 Chronicles, chapter number 4, verse number 5, he had 3,000 baths. Did he have 2,000 baths, or did he have 3,000 baths? That I leave it upon Dr. William Campbell to decide which is correct. There is a clear-cut mathematical contradiction. Furthermore, it's mentioned in the 1 Kings, chapter number 15, verse number 33, that Baasha, he died in the 26th year of reign of Asa. And 2 Chronicles, chapter number 16, verse number 1 says that Baasha invaded Judah in the 36th year of the reign of Asa. How can Baasha invade 10 years after his death? It's unscientific. To make it easier for Dr. William Campbell to answer to the points I have raised, I'll just mention it in brief. The points that I mentioned. The first point was that the creation of the earth and the heaven, the universe, was in 624 days. Light was there before the force of light. Point number two. Three, day came into existence before creation of earth. Point number four, earth came into existence before sun. Point number five, vegetation came into existence before sunlight. Point number six, light of the moon is its own light. Point number seven, the earth, will it perish or will it abide forever? Point number eight, the earth has got pillars. Point number nine, the heavens have got pillars. Point number ten, God said you can have all plants and all vegetation, including the poisonous plants. Point number 11, the scientific test, the falsification test of Mark chapter number 16, verse number 17 and 18. Point number 12, a woman remains unclean for double the period if she gives birth to a daughter as compared to a son. Point number 13, using blood to disinfect the house against plague of leprosy. Point number 14, how do you find out the bitter water test for adultery? Point number 15, 18 different contradictions in less than 60 verses of Ezra chapter 2 and Nehemiah chapter number 7. I didn't count them as 18 different, I've counted them only as one. Point number 16, the total is different in both the chapters. Point number 17, are there 200 singing men and women or are there 245 singing men and women? Point number 18, was Joachim 18 years old or was he 8 years old when he began to reign? Point number 19, did he reign for 3 months or 3 months 10 days? Point number 20, did Solomon had 3,000 baths or 2,000 baths? Point number 21 is that Baasha, how could he invade Judah 10 years after his death? Point number 22 is Almighty God, he said, I have put up a rainbow in the sky as a promise to the humankind never to submerge the world again by water. I have listed only 22 out of the hundreds available unscientific points in the Bible, scientific errors, and I request Dr. William Campbell to answer them, and irrespective whether he uses the concordist approach or the conflict approach, as long as he is logical, he will never be able to prove scientifically all these 22 aspects I have told him. We agree in Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, to him was revealed the Injil. This is not the Injil. It may contain part of God, but the other unscientific portion is not the word of God. I would like to end my talk by giving the quotation of the glorious Quran from Surah Baqarah chapter 2 verse 17, which says, فَوَيْلُلْ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابِ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فويل لهم مما كتبت ايديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون. Woe to those who write the book with their own hands and then say this is from Allah to traffic with it for a miserable price. Woe to those for what they write, woe to those for what they earn. واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
I would request our audience to bear with us and maintain a due decorum for the continuation of the dialogue. Now I call upon Dr. William Campbell to present his response to Dr. Zakir Naik.
Well, Dr. Naik has brought up some real problems. And there are some of these problems that he has said, and I don't deny them, and I don't have good answers for them. But I will tell about... We're going to make a mathematical study of prophecies. It's called the theory of probabilities. We'll estimate the possibility that these prophecies could be fulfilled by chance.
I now call upon Dr. Zakir Naik to present his response to Dr. William Campbell.
Dr. William Campbell only touched on 2 out of the 22 points I made. Only 2. You can only solve 2 problems. The 6-day creation problem, and first day light came, and third day earth. But the remaining 4 problems yet is there. So Dr. William Campbell chose to say day is a long period, and out of 6, he solved 2 scientific errors. The remaining 4 of the creation of the universe, he does agree to it. That's good. The King James Version as well as the New International Version, which Dr. William Campbell refers to, drink deadly poison, not eat, drink. Dr. William Campbell doesn't know there are Indians out here. Surely many know Gujarati, Marathi, even I know. If I ask you, okay. Dr. William Campbell did not reply to my 20 points, and he starts speaking about prophecy. What does prophecy do with science in the Bible? If prophecy is the test, but even if there's one unfulfilled prophecy, the whole Bible is disproved with the word of God. I can give you a list of unfulfilled prophecy. According to your theory of probability, Bible is not the word of God. Irrespective whether you use the conflict approach or the concordance approach, if you're logical, you will not be able to take out a single verse of the Quran which is contradicting, neither a single verse which is against established science. If Dr. William Campbell cannot understand the Quran, that does not mean Quran is wrong. Bible says in Job, chapter number 10, verse number 9 and 10, that we have made the human beings from clay, like poured out milk and curdled cheese. Poured out milk and curdled cheese is exact plagiarization from Hippocrates.
Yes. I'd like to pose this question, or rather, this test to Dr. William Campbell. Why don't you attempt the falsification test of the Bible given in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, and prove to the audience here, right now, that you are a true Christian believer.
My question is to Dr. Zakir Naik. The Christians explain the concept of Trinity scientifically by giving the example of water, which can be in 3 states, solid, liquid, and gas, in the form of ice, water, and vapor. Similarly, one God is a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Is this explanation scientifically correct?
The word Trinity is not there in the Bible, but it is there in the Quran.
Dr. Zakir, you said there isn't any mistake in Quran. I see more than 20 mistakes in Arabic grammar, and I will tell you some of them. Inna alladhina amanu walladhina hadu wasabi'un. He said in Baqarah and Hajj, Inna alladhina amanu walladhina hadu wasabi'in. Which is right? Asabi'un or Asabi'in? Number 1. Number 2.
Brother, one question at a time.
Yeah. But at the same thing, he said in Surah Taha 63, Inna hadhani lasahiran. Mistake. Inna hadhani lasahiran. Can you explain that?
And the book is referring to Abdul Fadi. Abdul Fadi, correct? Is the Quran infallible? I can see something. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, my side is good.
Dr. Campbell, since you are a medical doctor, could you please explain scientifically the various medical aspects that in the Bible regarding because you didn't answer them in your rebuttal. For example, blood used as a disinfectant, bitter water tests for adultery, and most importantly, that the woman is unclean for double the period when she gives birth to a daughter than as compared to a son.
Okay, Dr. Campbell, if you cannot answer the contradictions in Genesis regarding the creation, don't you think that that proves that the Bible is unscientific and therefore not from God? I admit that I have some problems with this.
The Muslim yashtik, the Quran, is far superior to your yashtik, the science. Therefore, you should believe in Quran, which is far superior.
Dr. Campbell agreed to Dr. Naik that the errors he showed are not wrong and that he can't answer them. So does this mean that Dr. Campbell agrees that the Bible has errors? So it's not the Word of God. There are things in the Bible that I can't explain, that I don't have an answer for now.
How can a son be 2 years older than the father? Believe me, even in Hollywood film, you will not be able to produce it.